Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. Wanted to welcome all of my brothers and sisters who are tuning in tonight. Mahalo for making the effort. But I'd like to give a shout out, if we could, to the Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halava, and also the Waiava boys in Module 10 Cash Box Program. My brothers, we were right there, ready to come last night, but we had a brother in trouble. And as Jesus went after the one, so did we, knowing the 99, or you guys, would be okay, and that you'd understand. We miss you guys, I apologize, but we had to do what Jesus did. We had to go after that one. We had to try to restore his faith in God, our Creator, our Lord and Savior. We had to put him in a place of restoration for his family. We had to put him in a place where he was right with God so he could get right with his family. Hallelujah. You know, I just want to thank you for your understanding. And to our brothers down at FDC, you know who you are. Keep up the faith and the great work going on down there. You know, I told you the other week, I believe, that Ikaika sends his aloha from Sand Island. It's getting all settled. And also, Pastor Scott is going to try and come down there on Sunday, and so are we. But Pastor Scott hasn't been there so long. Wants to touch base with all of you brothers there. And, you know, we'll be leaving for Arizona next week, so we want to make sure we get a touch on everybody before we leave. Now, OCCC, give a shout out to Module 17 and 18 in Annex 1. Hope to see you guys. And Module 11, Brother Dave, still praying and hoping, but knowing that God is still in control. Give a shout out to Ola over there at FDC, getting settled in over there. And to the woman in Modules 3 and 4, hope to see you this weekend. Last but not least, aloha to our women on the windward side of Oahu. Going to be there tonight. So if you hear this message, it might be a little bit like what I said earlier tonight in chapel. Looking for a wonderful time to praise and worship, lifting the name of Jesus, and putting all the cares of the world aside and just coming together as a brother and sisters in Christ, raising the name of our Lord and Savior. You know, Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the lost, with a vision to reach the broken and the incarcerated, and to preach the gospel to everyone. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in Halava, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, the women's facility in Kailua, and also to our Saguaro brothers and our Red Rock brothers. This time next week, we will be in Red Rock facility. And for the balance of that weekend, Friday through Sunday, we will be in Saguaro. We are so looking forward to that. So looking forward to seeing our brothers there. You know, it's only when God opens the doors that man is closing. You know, everyone thought that God had closed the doors and nobody could ever see our brothers in Red Rock. Well, you know what? God opened that door. God opened that opportunity. And we're just reveling in his grace and his mercy that we're able to go visit with the 51 brothers that are there. Going to bring a little touch of aloha, little love from the 808. But I want to thank all of you who've joined us this evening. We have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our programs in a podcast format to download for your listening enjoyment later. Or you can go to iTunes and look for it on the podcast for Free Inside Ministry. We also have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion, or let me know if this program has helped you or maybe touched one of your loved ones who are incarcerated at this time. By now, you should know, if you're a regular listener, that our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future." And it goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." Thank you once again. For those of you just tuning in, this is Free Inside Ministry on 99.5 The Word. And this is on Monday through Friday from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Anybody out there ever watch those TV shows called remember the one, it was The Makeover, you know, where they get the house and they family move out for a week and they come inside, or they called it The Extreme Makeover, I think. And they would just fix up the house and would make it so incredibly wonderful. And when the family came back, you know, with the community who all pitched in and all of the people that donated, the vendors, it was just an unbelievable metamorphosis, if you would, being so dilapidated and in such disrepair. And, you know, it's such a popular show. Over 11 million people watch the Extreme Makeover shows. Or now they've even doing that with people, you know, the Extreme Makeover, where you leave your family because maybe you're a little out of shape. Maybe your teeth need some fixing. Maybe you've just let yourself go over the years. You know, sometimes when you have kids, that's what you do. You focus on your kids and you just kind of let yourself go. And this goes for both men and women. But, you know, they come back after a few months and everybody's so excited. And, you know, it just gives you an opportunity where you might get a better perception of yourself, be more positive. And for some of them, it's like a night and day change. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I look in the mirror and I say, help me finish this sentence. If you were to look in the mirror, how would you finish this sentence? I wish I could change my blank. Now, you can't put husband or wife, okay, or boyfriend or girlfriend. But it has to be, you know, what would you want to change? Now, I believe that we all would like to make some changes. Suppose you could change anything about yourself. Where would you start? The most common ones, people would say, I wish I was skinnier. I wish I was taller. Oh, I wish I was shorter. I wish I was better looking, Brother Bula. I want to change my eyes. Oh, could I change my hair? Oh, look at my teeth. I wish I could change my teeth. I want to change my legs, or, you know, my backside. I need some help over there. You guys know what I'm talking about. If you could have a magic wand, my beloved, and change anything on your outward appearance, would it be a light touch-up, or would it be an extreme makeover? Would we even recognize you? I think we all go through periods where we want to change our outward appearance. That's just natural. You know, teenagers live in a state of constant fear that they don't look good enough. So they tinker with this and they try this and they experiment with this fad or this fashion, this t-shirt or this hat, whatever the latest hip-hop artist is wearing. But when we grow older, we grow a little bit smarter. Or do we? We spend hours trying to find the right dress or just the right shirt or just the right pair of pants so that we fit in with whatever crowd we're trying to impress. Some of us will diet obsessively and work out, which is good for our health, but it can be a losing battle because after we lose the weight and finally look good, it tends to come creeping back for some of us. And then finally, you reach a stage in your life where it just gets easier to cover it up than trying to lose it. In extreme cases, sometimes we just altogether just give up and stop caring how we look. But as hard as it is to change on the outside, it seems even more difficult to change on the inside. If there's anything we know about human nature, it's that people change very, very slowly, if they even change at all, right? Sometimes I think about the struggles in my own life. What would I change about myself on the inside? Maybe some of us think we have an impatient spirit. Maybe you have a sharp and critical tongue. You talk stink. Maybe you're jealous of everybody around you. Maybe you're just not happy, a spirit of discontent. Or maybe you get you're just always angry. You resent things. You just hold on to stuff. It's like that slow simmering stew pot. You're just simmering all the time. Or maybe you're guilty. Maybe you did something and you got a guilty conscience. Or maybe you're just bitter. You're just salty about everybody. Or maybe sometimes you just like to look down on other people, make yourself feel good. Some of us who might be proud, might be kind of arrogant. Or how about those of us, maybe we get quick temper, we snap on a dime. Or some of us, we really don't know how to appreciate life and all the blessings God gave us. Or maybe some of us, we're just ungrateful. No matter what everybody does for us, we still stink, we're still ungrateful. Or maybe we have a mean streak that you can't get rid of. But there's something. And we all want to change something, but it's just we don't know how to do it, and we don't know where to begin. We all dream of being different and better than the person we are today. I believe that in every single one of us. Advertisers know this. That's why you have so many advertisements on TV, the radio, at the movies, on your emails. But you see, it's just difficult to change. But you see, in Romans 12:2, it tells us how to do that. You know, we think that change is hard. That's why we watch Oprah. That's why we watch Dr. Phil. Go to any bookstore and you're going to find all these walls and walls of self-help books. Helping people change is big business. It's big bucks nowadays. But when we get up in the morning and we look in the mirror, we see the same old person looking back. Another day older, another day more in debt. Sometimes that's why we run. We want to move. We'll change jobs. Maybe get a facelift. Maybe go buy a new car. Maybe we'll start like a new career. Some of us might go get a divorce. Find a new boyfriend. Find a new girlfriend. Go to a new church. Go to a different... Go start working out. Maybe get a new outfit. And it goes on and on and on. Now, there's nothing wrong with those things, but sometimes we need to make outward changes. But sometimes it's that outward stuff that trips us up. See, it's on the stuff that we have on the inside that we can't seem to fix. In Romans 12:2, it tells us that we can be transformed when our minds are renewed. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now let's go to the Jesus book, the West Side version that I like. Hey, don't make like how the people nowadays telling you how to do. More better, you guys let God make you guys think different inside. So you can't think new way about everything, yeah? Then you can go figure how God like you do them. And the thing God like you do, stay good and make God stay good inside. And every time stay perfect. But how does this happen, Brother Bula? Once again, that's why I always say, let's go back to the Bible. It's the book of our correction, connection, and direction. Hallelujah. You see, we must be transfigured. That's a big word. Transfigured on the inside. Well, the word transfigured, that's the Greek word for transformed. Now, it's related to this other big word called metamorphosis, which I want to hang out with. If any of you were in 7th grade, and I hope most of you did, there's a metamorphosis. It's a process. Remember the caterpillar? We'll go watch a caterpillar, right? But the caterpillar, what does it become? It becomes a butterfly. The caterpillar, the worm, becomes a butterfly. Also, the tadpole swimming around, what do they become? They become one frog. You see, but it's a gradual change on the inside that produces a total transformation on the outside, because a caterpillar cannot fly, right? And the tadpole cannot jump, right? Now, I use the same word transfigured because it's the same Greek word that's used for transfiguration of Christ. When the true glory of Christ began to shine through his humanity, if you were to look in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. Now, 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, led them high up a high mountain, to be alone. As the men watched, Jesus' appearance was transformed. His clothes became dazzling white, far whiter than any earthly bleach could ever make them. In the Jesus book, it says, after 6 days, Jesus would take Peter, James, and John with him up on top of a big mountain, where never have nobody on top. Then the same time they stay looking at him, Jesus would start to look different right in front of them. His clothes would come shiny, shiny white. More white than anybody in the whole world can wash them like. The word means to be changed or transformed from one thing to another. Think of it this way. When Jesus was transfigured, he didn't stop being Jesus. He was still who he had been moments before, but for a brief time, the curtain was pulled back, so to speak. And James, Peter, and John saw as much of the true divinity of Christ as any man could see and still live. In that moment, they saw the real Jesus, the true Son of God from heaven. He did not cease to be a man, but his true identity was revealed to them as true God of true God. Hallelujah. Now hold that thought, because let's add to it. This is what happens when the caterpillar enters the cocoon only to emerge later as a butterfly. It's not the caterpillar changes its basic nature. The metamorphosis reveals what was always there in the genes of the caterpillar. Caterpillars cannot fly. but they were born to fly. Hey, no make sense, Bula. What are you talking about? Sit down again, real slow. Caterpillars cannot fly, but they were born to fly. How does this happen? It's called metamorphosis. When the caterpillar has been changed into a butterfly, it becomes what God always intended it to be. Hold that thought. Tadpoles become frogs. They don't become butterflies. Only caterpillars become butterflies. Metamorphosis reveals the essence of a thing. It does not change the essential essence. Caterpillars can't hop like frogs. Tadpoles will never soar like butterflies. The metamorphosis reveals the essential character of whatever was put there by the Creator in the beginning. See, that's what happens when we change from the inside. That's what happens when we transform from the inside. You see, it's in the book of Romans 12, verse 2. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And then, if you go into the book of Ephesians, and you go into the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 23, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Truly righteous and holy. Did you get that one? See, we're trying to walk through the book of correction. In Romans 6:4, it tells you once again, Romans 6:4, for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, but let's apply this to every believer in Christ. When we come to Christ, we have the mind of Christ. And you have to believe that. Who can figure out what God stay thinking, eh? Or who can teach God what he's supposed to do? No more nobody. But us guys, we know, because Christ help us guys think just like he think. We're made in his image. You know, while we're being transformed, it's like, you know, it's unbelievable. We're being transformed into the image and the glory of God. And it doesn't happen overnight. Little by little every day, little by little in every way, Jesus is changing me. He's changing me, my blessed Savior. I'm not the same person that I used to be. It's been slow going, but there's a knowing that someday perfect I will be. You see, it's just, my beloved, we are all a work in progress. Think of that. You are a work in progress. I know people used to tell you that before. But I'm going to tell you why you're a work in progress. You're a work in progress because God, I said God, is working on you and you are making progress. Amen? Amen. If we have the mind of Christ, it means we have the ability to see things as Christ sees things. But you see, it's not instant or automatic. We have to have the desire to transform our mind. And that's possible for every single believer. But you see, we have to reprogram our minds. It says, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. How do you renew your mind? Well, it doesn't happen very quickly or easily, but it can happen. And that's God's faith that he has in us. But you see, it's that truth about every human mind from the moment of birth. Apart from God, that's the only way we can change our mind. But some things that we need to avoid when we're thinking about transforming our mind is, you see, the mind is an incredible, incredible, incredible organ that God gave us. But it's captured in sin. See, because our mind is so captured in sin that we bend towards selfishness. But the Holy Spirit has the power to change our thoughts, to change the way we orient ourselves and put ourselves in a new direction. The only way we can transform ourselves by the renewal of our minds, if our minds are so corrupt from God's grace, how do we do it? Well, we must not think that it's impossible. We have to believe that it is possible. Some of us are so stuck in our lust. Some of us are so stuck in our bitterness. Some of us are so stuck in our grumpiness or our immaturity, our selfishness or our greed. And, you know, sometimes it's just that we don't think it's possible. Maybe you have an addiction. Maybe you love money. Maybe you're just lazy. Maybe whatever it is that bothers us, that's what's holding you back and keeps you changed up and you can't progress spiritually. So year after year, you look in the mirror, nothing's changed, still in the same old rut, feeling the same old way. But you're wrong because God says you're wrong. You don't have to stay the way you are. You can be changed, but it's from the inside out. The enemy likes to work from the outside in so everybody can see things. Well, if it feels good, do it. It's not hurting anybody, blah. But God works from the inside because that's where your foundation is. But don't give up on yourself, no matter how lousy you feel about you're not making progress. Some of us think that we need a miracle experience or some sort of crisis to be transformed. You know, spiritual transformation happens over a long period of time. It's a little bit every day, one step at a day, baby steps. When you try to seek instant transformation, it's very dangerous. It can be very, very troublesome. You know, you can rededicate your lives, but it's only the first step in a lifelong process of inner transformation. And you don't have to walk down an aisle or raise your hand to have your mind renewed by the Lord, please. I'm not into demonstrative antics. It's between you and God. But you got to remember, don't think that if you keep trying harder that it's going to get better. Because trying harder is going to set you up for failure. You know, when Paul says to be transformed, he's not saying transform yourself, which is utterly impossible. It's the passive form of the verb, be transformed. I don't have the power to change my mind into the mind of Christ. Only God can do that for me. So does that mean I don't play any part in the process? No. The renewing of your mind is God's work, and ultimately only He can do it. See, it's just like we have to cooperate with God. We have to discipline ourselves so that the transformation will actually take place. Let's explain it like this. There's a big difference between trying to do something versus training to do something. You see, we spend ourselves trying to be transformed when the Bible calls us to train to be transformed. What are you talking about, Brother Bully? Confusing me now. Listen up. It's going to make sense. Let's take an example for a marathon. How many of us could run a marathon right now? Today? Right now? Hey, let's go put on the shoes. Even if we tried really, really hard, it'd be pretty difficult for the majority of us. But many of us could run a marathon eventually if we trained for it. You get the difference? How about this? I cannot speak the Russian language. No matter how hard I try, I cannot speak Russian. But I can be transformed into a fluent Russian speaker with training. I'll need to look at the new alphabet over and over. I'll need to recite with my mouth and with my mind a new vocabulary. But eventually the training will allow me to become a speaker of the Russian language. Training means arranging life around those activities that enable us to do what we cannot do now, even by extreme effort. Significant human transformation involves training, not just trying. There is no try. It is do or do not. That's what we have. See, no one is transformed unless it's by God. You can't do it on your own. It's like this equation, T plus HH plus GE equals SG. The T is for time. Time plus HH, habits of holiness. Plus GE stands for godly encouragement, equals SG, spiritual growth. I doubt anyone will grow spiritually without being around others who can encourage you to make wise decisions on a daily basis. That's the support of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Maybe we have to be in a church. Maybe we have to be in a small group. Maybe we have to pray for each other consistently. But you have to have the mind among yourselves which is yours in Christ Jesus. We are to have what we already have, which is not a contradiction. It's not going to happen by accident. And it's not going to happen overnight. It cannot happen without the Holy Spirit. It happens when we make a personal commitment. It happens with the godly encouragement of other Christians. It happens as we become what God made us to be. It happens as we behold the glory of Jesus Christ. The transformation of your mind. When God comes over, He's not going to do a makeover unless you let him take over. He's not going to just do a part of you. He's going to do all of you. See, God's not into fixing some of you. He's into fixing all of you. God's not into broken pieces. He's into broken people. You see, that's why God came. Jesus came to heal the sick. Jesus came to heal the broken. Jesus came to help the lost. Jesus came to find that one lost sheep while the 99 were there. That's what Jesus came to this earth to do. Hallelujah. You know, I'm grateful that my God came. I'm grateful that his son died on the cross. I'm grateful that I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Because without Jesus, we have nothing. You see, nothing in this life is worth what you lose if you don't know Jesus. Would you rather live 3 seconds or for eternity? Because that's what our lives are like. It's going to be like vapor. It's going to be so fast and so short. We spend so much time buying the car, buying the house, buying the clothes. We need all those things. I don't get me wrong, but you can't worship those things. Those are just things. The reality of life is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. My brothers and my sisters, look in the mirror tonight. Look where you're at right now today. If you want a change in your life, if you want something different, if you believe that you deserve and want something better, hallelujah, you can get that through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By the renewing of your mind. That's what we have to do. It's the renewing of our mind. We don't do anything else unless we renew our mind. As it says in Romans 12:2, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into the new person by changing the way you think. Hallelujah. You know, that's what we need to do. We need to just focus on the Lord. We need to get tight and get right with God. You see, the sooner that we can get right with our Lord and Savior, the sooner that he'll be able to help us get where he already knows where we should be. You weren't redeemed to be a thief. You weren't redeemed by the blood to be an addict. You weren't redeemed by the blood to be a chronic. You're redeemed to be the sons and daughters of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Heavenly Father. Be blessed. Get some rest. Tomorrow night we have a wonderful show. Have a special guest tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.